Zechadishmas Avimor Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas, Zechadishmas Daniel Shane of Asik Shofar. Gemachasima Tova to everybody. So I'd like to just discuss some more relevant halachas regarding Inyana Dioma and some halachas, some agada, etc. Oh, so we should get this clear. A lot of people had questions about the last night. So I just want to clarify. The Havdalah on Motzai Yom Kippur is a unique Havdalah, because usually the only time we make Havdalah on Eish, Borei Mare Eish, is on Motzai Shabbos, right? Motzai Shabbos is usually the only time we make Havdalah on fire. Like when we make Havdalah, like on a Tuesday, Motzai Yontif or something like that, we don't make with Eish. Because Eish has to do with Adam Harishon. That Adam Harishon on Motzai Shabbos, he took two stones and he created fire. So and that took place on Motzai Shabbos. So that's the so that's when we do it. On Motzai Yantif, that doesn't fall out on Motzai Shabbos, we don't make a Bar Mereish. We don't make a Bar Mereish. The only time we make a Borei Mare Eish on a day that's not Motzai Shabbos is on Yom Kippur. Motzai Yom Kippur. Okay? Now, what's different about this is that the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Reish Chav Dalet says Mavarchim al Ha'or ve'im Mavarchim Motzei and Mikipur al Ha'or Shotzio Atam min Avon. In other words, this is called the Ner Shoshavos. In other words, normally we make a new fire on Motzei Shabbos. We make a new fire on Motzei Shabbos, and because they have for Adam Harishon. But here, according to the simple pshat, is that you can't make a new fire on Motzai Yom Kippur because it's a different type of Borei Mare Ha'esh. I mean, normally, Borei Mare Ha'esh is a zecher to the Adam Harishon, but that only applies in Motzai Shabbos. Right, it doesn't apply on a Thursday night. So what's the idea of making a Borei Mare Eish then? So as the Mishnah Berurah explains, that's another halacha to show that we weren't able to use the fire on Yom Kippur, and now we're able to use the fire because on a regular yontif you don't have that concept, because on a regular yontif you could use the fire. You could use the fire on the regular yontif, but you can't use the fire on Yom Kippur, right? Because Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, right? So therefore, you can't use, so to show that now we're able to use the fire that was not able to be used before, we make the Borei Mare Eish. But if that fire didn't exist on Yom Kippur, then there's no Shaykh the Bracha. Because the whole idea of the bracha is that this fire existed in the world on Yom Kippur. It was, you made it from before Yom Kippur, and I can't use it. And now I'm able to use it because Yom Kippur is a time that you can't use the fire. Okay, so that's the idea. So a lot of times people don't realize that, and they used to, you know, making the regular Havdalah on Borei Mare Eish that they do on Motzei Shabbos. And now everyone on Motzei Shabbos takes a match and strikes it and makes their Eish. So people are used to doing that on Motzei Yom Kippur also. But on Motzei Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to do that, because it's a question, if you do that, then maybe you will not be Yotzei Havdalah. You mean you won't be Yotzei, the you won't be yotzei the bor maresh. And then you complicate it more, because if you're not yotzei with that fire, the bor maresh, so then maybe you made a hefsek. The post can talk about between the bor pri hagafen and the drinking, right? If that, so that I think there's what to rely on. You know, Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote a tshuva. If somebody thinks they're supposed to do something, but you see, like for example, Shvi Shel Pesach, right? Shvi Shel Pesach, that's the only yontif that we don't make a shechion, right? We always make a shechion or a kiddush, and every yontif of kiddush. First day yontif, second day yontif, the last day is Shmini Atzeres, we're going to make a shechion. The only kiddush that we don't make is on the seventh and eighth day of Pesach, because it's not a new yontif. But people are so used to making a shechianu, you know, it goes in the flow of Mechad Yisrael Vazmanim, and then they make the shechianu. It's like it always comes together. So people are so used to that, they're going to do that. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, so what if you did it? So you made a bracha levatol b'shoygeg. Okay, it's a bracha levatol b'shoygeg, but it's still a bracha levatol. And then maybe, therefore, it should be a hefsek between the bor pri hagafen and the drinking. And if you made a hefsek, then you have to redo the bor pri hagafen. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that even if you made a mistake, since you thought you were supposed to make it, in other words, he says a hefsek is only if it's a hesach hadas. If you wanted to start talking about the Yankees or something like that, and in between you're making a bracha bor pri hagafen and drinking, that has nothing to do with anything. So you're going to have to redo the bor pri hagafen, because it was a hefsek. But if it wasn't, you know, it was here, you thought you were supposed to be doing this. So even though you made a mistake, it's not a hadas, and therefore it's not a hefsek. That was his stitch. So I would think the same thing over here. If you say you made the bracha on the bor pri, but you made it and you struck the match in Motzei Shem. You made a new fire, which you're not supposed to make a bor variation, a new fire, except if it's Motzei Shabbos, and you did it. So it could be that you weren't Yotze, but I don't, even though some want to say, so therefore maybe it was a hefsek, so that much I think you could be makelot, because that's the Shlomo Zalman's kula by Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So I think that should apply over here. Now, there are shittos in the Shulchan Aruch that say that if you make omer harishon, if you lit it and you let it last a little bit, so then it's sort of like it reproduced itself. Omer rishon ve'elach, the Mishmur says, "Hayne shehidliku ner echem, they also shall heavens." The time is or never. So there was some poskim hold that if you light it on Motzai, the Chayadim holds that if you light it on Motzai Yom Kippur, and then you took it, you transferred it to another candle. So maybe b'dieved that could also be good. Maybe Medieva, that could also be good.
Excuse me?
So he says...
Hello?
Yeah.
Is there an Indian to have multiple wicks?
Yes, no, right. So that's a good question. It's quoted from Rav Shlomo Zalman that he said that on Motzai Yom Kippur, you don't need the multiple wicks. You don't need the avuka, because it's a new type of halacha. It's not the same thing as the Motzai Shabbos thing, where, you know, Adam Arishan took the two stones. But others hold that you should have multiple wicks.
So then you would need to transfer. I mean, how are you going to have from a Yahrzeit candle or whatever?
Multiple. No, it means you would have it. So the way people normally do it is from a Yahrzeit candle, and then you would transfer it, not because the halacha of transferring it, it's just because you want to get it onto the Havdalah candle.
Right. So I thought you were raising the question whether or not you okay to transfer.
No, in other words, the point is the fire, the halacha lechatchil is the fire had to be in the world on Yom Kippur, and you didn't use it. Right, but what if you didn't do that? So then there's an opinion that says that you could make the fire on after Yom Kippur and transfer it. And that would be like,
Making a brand new fire after Yom Kippur?
yeah, I mean, that's there is a shita like that, but
How does
we
that help?
what?
How does it help to transfer if it's new either way?
Yeah, so there was, he says
I
like
think
this.
what he's saying is that the source has to be existing for Yom Kippur. There's no problem in transferring it to a Havdalah candle or to multiple wicks as
Yeah,
long as the
no
source
problem with that.
existed
The question
before
is,
Yom
what if
Kippur.
you didn't have, what if the Yahrzeit candle went out already and you don't have, is there any Eitzah? So
Oh.
that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that
Rabbi,
Mevorchim al Olam
when
Shetransfer.
you're bending down and you're not talking into the microphone, sorry to hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you hear me now?
Yeah. But
Yeah.
this last Yontif, we lit the candle at 6:30 to go to shul, and by the time we got home it was 8 o'clock because you do Kish Levana and everything else. I mean, it was actually at almost 8:30 by the time I got home to make Havdalah, and my Yahrzeit candle had burned out.
Right.
And
So
so
this, so
I
that. Yeah.
I lit it. I lit a new candle.
Yeah. So a little new candle. So that's the question. Could you do that? Could you light
I'm
a new
happy to hear
candle?
that I'm happy to hear that there was what to rely on post
Yeah.
facto.
So yesh mevorchim. So he says, yeah, mevorchim al or ve mevorchim motzei yom kippur al or shoktziu atam min havanim. Yesh mevorchim alav omud rishon ve'elach. In other words, if you made a new candle and you waited a little bit, so it, so to speak, reproduces itself. So then that could be good as well. That was the day. And the Mishnah B'Halacha says, "Afshar ishi le'ezach ronim shekosu shemukom halakal yesh nismach le'ezul v'vach lo'tzei yomtiv al ner shekliku min ha'or shel avonim derach ba'omen rishon osur lo takti zeh." But he says the Mishnah B'Halacha doesn't like that. He didn't like that sheet. So you should know, I was thinking about this over Yom Kippur. This is a thing I was thinking about because I wasn't sure we were going to have Ne'er Shavas, whatever. So then, I was going to rely on this heter because the Chayyadim brings it. And the Chayyadim says that if you light a new candle but you transfer it, then you could make Havdalah that Rabbi Meza is questioning. Why should that be true? You want to take a, have a Chayyadim in front of you, Rabbi Meza? You have one?
No,
No, you don't have a Chayyadim? Anyone have a Chayyadim here?
I
Who
do.
has a Chayyadim?
I do.
Oh, he has Chayyadim. So I figured, the Chayyadim is something we could rely on. If a Chayyadim gives a psak, so that's your John Isra, that's your savior. The Chayyadim is that's how you have to give Yashkoyach to. The
Where is
Chayyadim.
it in the Hayada?
So what is it? Kuf, what's Shroy Kuf Mem Hei?
Okay. Again, what does Hayadim say again?
Well, let him read it to you word for word. Kuf, let's see. You have Kuf Mem Hei?
I'm getting there. Kuf Mem Hei. Yeah, Kuf
Is that Yom Kippur?
Mem Hei. Kuf Mem Dalet is long. Yes, I have Kuf Mem Hei. And which sheaf?
Okay, towards keep going. It's the one he speaks about towards the end. He speaks about Havdalah. Is it Chof or something?
Here he says, my Lametes, Mem, Mevarchen
Mem.
al Haner,
Look.
Chilek Chal b'chol.
Right.
Tam bracha zu eni kishar metzah Shabbos shaz mevorchim mishum shara gavra b'metzah Shabbos nivra b'metzah Shabbos l'chein mutol levarach
Right,
afilo
so
al
she says
or
this is different, yeah.
l'chein mutol levarach afilo al or shehotzi achshav minu ha'avonim v'kiyetzibav aval birchas or eish b'yom kippur hu metam nei she'asur kol hayom b'tashmisho L'chein osur l'varech l'dafka al ner shedolak me'erv Yom Kippur. Osha had l'chnochri b'yom ha'kippurim l'chaya o l'cholosh shoshavas mamlechus Yisur. V'yesh omrim, okay, that's where you stop. V'yesh omrim shem l'varechin al ner shol beis ha'knesses.
Keep going.
V'namal hu adin ma shehidlik v'beiso l'chvod hayom. So he says you can do that.
Right. So those, he says you could light it on Motzai Yom Kippur.
Right.
And then what?
And then wait a little bit. And
but then, did you say then transfer? Then transfer it?
Yeah. What's the transfer?
What did he say to transfer?
Yeah.
Right. What
does that do?
Is that that you have to do it or just practically?
I guess
that's going to be like your. That's going to be like your match.
That's the way you light a fire. Yeah.
That's the way you light a fire. Then you're going to. Right. So therefore, in other words, it's. That's this din and this day. So you could.
He just says, if you amten ma'at, you should wait a little bit. So you can.
Yeah. Yeah, he writes here in Mishnah Brura, in the Shulchan Aruch here.
Okay, so
I was walking home from shul after Yom Kippur, and I said, you know, I don't think we're going to have a Nir Shoshavas, and I know there's this daya that for the Chayodim, but you know, and then my son started to say to me, my 10th grade son, he said, Abba, do we have a fire from before? I said, I don't know. I don't think so. My son said, then it's going to be a bracha l'vatala. That's what we learned in yeshiva, is a bracha l'vatala. And you know, there are days like that. You know, the Mishnah Brura doesn't like it. The Bir Halacha, he doesn't like this heter. So I said, so you know what? You convinced me. I'm going to go across the street. I'm going to go to the neighbor, and we're going to. I'm sure they must have one, and we're going to get. So I went across. I brought a candle with me. I knocked on our neighbor's door, and I took some. And they gave me fire, and then I walked out, and then it blew out, because they said, you know, it's going to blow out. If it blows out, come back. So I went, came again. They had another Yahrzeit candle there. And that one, the time that it blew out already in the house. And then they'd had none left. So they're very nice people. They said, you know, let's go next door. This was a whole production. It says, let's go next door. And the nice people they had. And this fellow next door offered, I'm going to hold it with you. I'm going to cup my hands so it won't go out. And sure enough, we made it across the street and we did it. But in the meantime, what I did was I made havdalah for the family without the ish so they could start eating, because we keep a long zman. We keep a long zman. So to make them even wait longer till I get this candle is going to be not fair to them. So I made havdalah with wine and hamavdil. I said, okay, now you eat. Now I'll go get the nair. Because I said to myself, you know, it's right after Yom Kippur. I don't want to start the year off with a b'di'evet, but I made this extra effort. But you, at least you have this day in Shulchan Aruch, you have the Chayadim. So in Shemayim, if anyone has a taina, you could say that I told him on the Chayadim. You know, Chayadim was an Adam Gadol. You know, it's interesting that when I first came to Yeshiva, you know, in MTA, you know, our Rebbe said, everyone used to learn the Chayadim. That was the classic Sefer. You know, Mishnah Brura, it was a later thing, but like Moshe points out, but Chayadim was the classic Sefer. You know, today you don't see my boys learning Chayyadim, who just learned Chayyadim. But he was a Mechut with the Vilna Gaon. He was an Adam Gadol. So you have a Psak from the Chayyadim.
I remember my father.
You won't burn in Gehenna if you relied on a halacha from the Chayyadim. So he has the other day, Yeshom Shem Varchim Alav Me'o. So you can take it, light, make the new fire, and then and transfer it to the candle and wait a little bit. And that would be the heter. And the Bir Halacha, he doesn't like it. He says, because he says the Magen Avraham, he thinks it's only a Das Yachid. So we try not to have to rely on this, but there's a shita the shita. Parenthetically, now it's coming Yontif. You know, I just published an article in a COVID called Hamashpir. It's a Torah journal that comes out in the memory of Rav Avadi Yosef. So I always like to write for them. So 30 years ago, I had a discussion with Rav Avadi Yosef on the topic of turning off the fire on Yontif. In other words, we have a gas stove. So Rav Moshe Feinstein permitted turning it off. Everyone from the Lower East Side knew that. Moshe permitted turning it off. Turning it on was mutter because you had a pile on Yatif. And turning it off was mutter because he heard that's not kibbutz. Because you're just stopping the flow of gas from coming to the pile. So on Yatif, so, you know, people sometimes don't want to leave the light on, the fire on. So for 2 days in a row, sometimes just 3 days in a row. So I follow that shita of Rav Moshe. It's right. It's interesting. In the Igros Moshe, he writes he doesn't want to publish it. He has a chiddush to say, and he doesn't want to publish it. Certain things, like he didn't want to put the chsav, but it was known that that's what he held. And Rav Avadya didn't hold that. Rav Avadya held the Isser, that you shouldn't turn it off. That is considered kibbutz. But when it comes to fire, I always say the less fire, the better. So now today, a lot of them are electric. So like Mordechai Teller pointed out, he wasn't matter electricity. And then also you have electric starters. But my wife told me you could somehow circumvent the electric starter. So, and then we turn it off on Yontif. We turn it off, Lagamri. Because I'd rather not have the fire going on during Yontif, you know, because, you know, it shouldn't have any sakonas and things like that.
In the Igros Moshe, where he says that the turning it down is no worse than turning it off. And if it's also to turn off, it would be also turned down. He doesn't say it's also turned off. But in Piksav, it says that he Dafka doesn't say it's also turned off. He just says if turning it down.
Is right, no but he has one place where he writes he has a Dover Chadash to say.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I wrote a whole piece about it. It was published now, and it was 30 years ago that I had this conversation with Rabbi Avadya Yosef about this topic.
Rabbi Meza, do you recall hearing anything about David Leibowitz's shita in this? No. All right. So I think it's quiet, but I think he has the same kiddush.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now. You know, we're now in the period between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So someone wrote a whole book. Today you write a whole book on anything, but they wrote a book about the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. You would think, what is there to write a whole book about the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? So there's a lot, especially this year. You know, this year Shabbos is in between. So there's a famous tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. You know, it says in Shulchan Aruch that right away you should build your sukkah after Yom Kippur. So the Avnei Nezer says, especially this year. Why? Because once there's a Shabbos in between, and the Shabbos breaks up, you can't build it on Shabbos. So Mamela, now there's two different zmanim. There's the pre-Shabbos and the post-Shabbos. So therefore, that's considered being mevatel the zrizus. In other words, usually it's one, you have 3-4 days, but there's no time in between that you can't do it. But here there's this official time, namely Shabbos, that you can't build the sukkah. So the Avnei Nezer was more machmir than a year like this. Look, if it can't work for you, it can't work. You know what I mean? It's not, you don't have to, not everyone Haskins like this Avnei Nezer, that the Dafka should try to do it before Shabbos. But there's a famous medrash that says that v'kachtem lachem b'yom harishon. So the medrash says, what do you mean b'yom harishon? We take it on the 15th, b'yom tezvav. So the medrash says rishon l'cheshbon avos. It's the beginning of the new calendar. In other words, we get forgiven for our averus on Yom Kippur. And now when does the new calculation start? So the new calculation starts, excuse me, on the first day of Sukkot. So Rishon means this is now the new tally of our averus. Rishon l'cheshbon avos. So the Shaloh HaKadosh asked the question, but he says, but what about the 4 days in between? The 4 days in between. Well, you can do Averis then. So he has a whole thing where Rav Yitzchak Isbi once said it over that maybe there's a continuation, and Rav Shari Ora has, there's a continuation of the Kapora of Yom Kippur through these 4 days. Still, and therefore, the cheshbon of avodas only starts later. Or some say that you're so busy with buying your lulav and esrog and your sukkah, you don't have time to do averus. I looked also at the Shemi Shmuel as an interesting thing. The Shemi Shmuel says that he has the interesting kasha. He says a person gets punished for averus because he has a bechira chofshis, right? He says, but he has the kasha, but a person does an avera. So then avera gereres avera. So then the first avera is going to cause you to do the second avera. So that's so when you did the first avera, you were total bal bechira, and you did it. But when you do the second avera, so then what? You're not a full bal bechira anymore, because the first avera causes the second avera. So why should you get punished? That's the kasha that the Shemesh Rule asks. So the Shemesh Rule says because there's an avera to put yourself into an onus. In other words, you did the first avera willfully. So the second avera you're sort of pushed into because avera goes avera. But lemaisa, there's an issa to put yourself into a situation of onus to so therefore there's an avera for that. So he says on Yom Kippur, not only we're forgiven for our averus, but we're forgiven also for putting ourselves into a situation of honest to cause more averus, we're also forgiven for. So on these days in between, he says we're forgiven for our averus. We're not going to do new averus because we're oisik the mitzvahs, so that's going to save us. The only thing is, what about the old, the even though we're forgiven, but the old averus are still avera gores avera to help us do more averus, but those averus were still considered an honest flaw. But once Sukkot comes, that's when we get protection from our old averus, and now we're totally bal bechira. Now we're totally bal bechira. So any averus new starting from Sukkot onward, you were total bal bechira, and now you're accountable. And that's what the Shemesh Shmuel says. But it's an interesting idea. There's a famous Kedushas Levi. The famous Kedushas Levi says like this, that Roshana Yom Kippur is Tshuva Meira. We discussed this idea before. Sukkot is Tshuva Me'av. So you know what it means, Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos? Because we said before, right, we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, that when a person just Tshuva, so if it's Tshuva Meira, so anything he did, the Mezid, now is considered an Avera B'Shogiv. But when he does Tshuva Me'ava, so anything he did before, the Mezid now is considered Zchus, Zchuyus, right? And we discussed that difference. So he says, you know what means Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos? It means like this. It doesn't mean the tally for the Averis, because the tally of the Averis starts today. The tally for the Averis. We had Mechil yesterday. Today we can do new Averis. So the tally starts today. So what's the Cheshbon Avonos? No, meaning Hashem now on the first day of Sukkot is going to recount all our Averis. Why? Because now he's going to convert them all to mitzvahs. So therefore, he has to count the Cheshbon Avonos in order to credit us with all the mitzvahs that we're going to get, because on Sukkot we do tshuva me'av. And that's the Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos. Not that it's the tally, that there's no accountability. That was the Shalos Kash. Doesn't make sense. There's no accountability for these 4 days? Of course there is. But it's the Rishon L'Cheshbon. This is the word from the Kedusha slave. That because it's tshuva me'av, now the Averis are going to become mitzvahs, and therefore Hashem has to retally the Averis to credit us, to see how many Averis we want, to see how many Averis will now be turned into mitzvahs. Okay, so that's the idea. Okay, so this, I'll tell you another word from the Sefer HaFlah. Listen carefully, beautiful word. He says, like, this HaFlah was one of the great Gedolei Achron. Pischuli Shari Tzedek. No, right, so that's the name of Yeshua, Shari Tzedek. Pischuli Shari Tzedek. So what's the Shari Tzedek? He says Shari Tzedek is on Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah, because the Tzadikim, Shari Tzedek, Tzadikim, go through the Shar and the Nichtam V'Nechtam Lat, L'Chaim, right away. So that's the Pischuli Shari Tzedek, Avovam Ozekar. Ze Hashar LaShem, Tzadikim Yavovo, right? That's the Shar Rosh Hashanah, where the Tzadikim automatically are Nechta VeNechtam LaAltel Chaim Tovim Nisholah, right? Odcha Ki Anisani. That's the next verse, right? Odcha Ki Anisani. What's Anisani? That's Yom Kippur, because the Inui, right? The Inisim Es Nosa Shekin VaTihili. Lishua. What's Lishua? That's Yom Kippur. Because Hashem Ori Barash Hashanah, the Chazal say, the Yishi, the Yom Kippur. So again, Pischuli Shari Tzedek, Avovam Ozeka, that's the Shari Tzedek, that's the Tzadikim Yavovo. They're going to be Nechtam Lalte. Odcha Ki Anisani is what? Is the Anisani is the Aseres Yimei Yom Kippur. But the Bein Nonim have to now get there, hopefully, their din, their Yeshua. But that's only on Yom Kippur. Odcha Ki Anisani, the time of Inui, Fatihili Yeshua. Evan Masu Habonim, Haisel Rosh Pino. What's that mean? Evan Masu Habonim, you know what that means? That's the Shviras Haluchos. That the Evan, that Masu, that was despised because the Luchas were broken. And when were the new Luchas given? On Yom Kippur. Evan Masu Habonim, the Evan that was destroyed, Haisol Rosh Pino, was now re-given on Yom Kippur. Me'es Hashem, Haisol Zos, he niflos me'nein. What Zos? Zos is Yom Kippur. Bezos Yavo Aron Ala Kodesh. The part. He niflas me, it's hidden, because we don't know what the outcome is going to be. What's the next pasuk? Ze hayom asa Hashem nagila benispachavo. That's what? That's Sukkot. That's Zman Simchaseinu. And that's the and then for sin, it's tshuva me'ava. So again, that whole pischul yisharei tzedek in Rosh Hashanah, because the tzaddikim are going to be mechtam. Otcha ki anisani is Yom Kippur, is the inoy on Yom Kippur, v'atihili yishua yishi Yom Kippur. Even masu habonim is the shviras haluchos, and the which was re-given on Yom Kippur. So even masu habonim, the even that was broken, now hoysol the rosh pina. Now is the pristine luchos. Even masu habonim hoysol the rosh pina. Meis Hashem hoysa zos. Meaning Yom Kippur is Zos Yavo Aron Alakoydish, but he Niflas Bein Main. But we don't know. Niflas means it's hidden. We don't know what the outcome is going to be. But what? Ze Hayom Aso Hashem Sukkis Nagila Vinispokopo. So he says a beautiful idea how the progression from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkis is Marumas in those Psukim in Tehillim. So when you see Tehillim, you're going to say a lot of Hallel. You're going to say it a lot of times, Bez Hashem, on Sukkot, so you can think over this vort from the, and if you forget a part, you'll ask your friend to remind you on how this whole vort went. But it's a nice vort from the Panim Yafos to Baal Hafla. Baal Hafla. So I wish you all a Gemar Chasima Tova, a good Sukkot.